94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee with Didi in the morning. Always keeping you connected to what's happening in the community. And this weekend, a big event happening here in New Haven. For those that are spring cleaning, this should be right up your alley, a way to dispose of those unwanted items in a responsible way. And joining us today, I have Brian Schlich, the local marketing specialist and director for IKEA, and then Jeff Simon from
New Haven Solid Waste and Recycling Authority. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Daryl. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good morning, Daryl.
Excited. Spring cleaning time. This is a time that everybody
goes through the house to get rid of unwanted items. And by the way, the event, Hometown Recycling Day, is happening this Saturday, May 2nd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the IKEA parking lot, 3 Brewery Street in New Haven, right off of Long Wharf.
Bring all your unwanted items. Brian, and this year we're partnering with IKEA. It's a great partnership, and I understand you guys are taking back some unwanted IKEA, slightly used, good condition furniture.
That's right. Yep. So we're really excited to partner with the New Haven Waste and Recycling Authority this year and host the event. And so on IKEA's side, we do take back some gently used IKEA furniture in our buyback and resale program. So in order to promote kind of circularity, which is a major part of IKEA's sustainability strategy, we have the buyback and resale program that IKEA family members can bring back the furniture that they're no longer using or would like to get new furniture for, and they'll get a store credit right back here in the store. So you can register your article right online, see what the value is, and bring it in, and we'll be happy to give you some credit for that.
Awesome. And what's the website that they go to register?
Yep. So that'll be ikea.com/US. And under services, it'll be the buyback and resale program.
Okay. Awesome. And you can't miss IKEA right off the highway. Take the Long Wharf exit. Humongous parking lot. So we're going to have a good time taking back unwanted items this year. Jeff, let's talk about everything else that we can bring and dispose of responsibly.
Okay. Hi, everybody. First, I want to say thank you, Daryl and the crew, for supporting this event through the years. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Listen to YBC because it is rhythm of the city. So also thank you, Brian and IKEA, for being part of this. We're really excited about having you as a co-host. But I'm going to get right into it now. We got a bunch of stuff you can take back, and you can be rest assured that it's going to be recycled responsibly by our partners. First of all, we got books, hard and soft cover, bottles and cans redeemed. That's a fairly new for our events. All you have to do is when you're sitting in line waiting to go to the bottles and cans, they're going to give you a fill bag. You fill it to the top and you present that to them. As long as you have plastic bottles only and metal cans, beverage bottles, they're going to give you $20 on the spot for each bag you have. Documents, on-site shredding, which is, I think it's pretty major. People seem to love it too, because who wants to go to, you know, the Tom Wright, your grocery store, and wait in line to do one bottle at a time? And who's a little wary about going down to Staples and leaving your stuff with them because you don't know? I shouldn't say Staples, I'll say the big box stores. Where is that stuff going? It's not being shredded in front of you. Whereas if you come to Hometown Recycling Day, it'll always be shredded right in front of you. You can bring up to 3 banker's boxes. So that's up to 250 pounds. Electronics, we've got TVs, cell phones, computers, monitors, stereos, printers, wires, and we're back with rechargeable batteries. And of course, we have the IKEA furniture take back. We're excited about that. And lastly, but not leastly, we got textiles, which is everything, clothing and apparel, and everything associated with that, shoes, belts, handbags, accessories, also linens, bedding, small pillows, small rugs, even stuffed toys. So that's a big category having to do with mostly fabric and leather. And you just as long as you bring it in plastic bags, we will take it for you.
Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Brian Schlich, local marketing specialist for IKEA, and Jeff Simon from New Haven Solid Waste and Recycling Authority about Hometown Recycling Day this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the IKEA parking lot, 3 Brewery Street in New Haven. All right, Jeff, what else do we have?
I just want to mention, too, real quickly, but, you know, it's a big part of our events, too, Do yourself a favor and stop at the information booth on the way out. We have lots of information as to how to recycle responsibly in New Haven, and also best practices. And that also includes, so I can't even list it on the flyer, so I'm going to read it to everybody. We have paint care, taking care of your paint. We don't take paint at our own facility. Hazwaste Central, that's going to open up at the end of May. And that takes care of all your household hazwaste. And on down, you know, curbside recycling. They're going to, yeah, if anybody wants to know what's, there's always something new going on with these things. So we can keep you updated and current and, you know, recycling the best way you can. Also, free tote bags this year. First come, first serve. Hey.
All right. If you're just joining us, that was Jeff Simon. We're also talking to Brian Slitch. IKEA parking lot this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Hometown Recycling Day. Bring all the unwanted items from your house and
dispose of them responsibly.
If anybody's unsure of, you know, what goes on at these events, let me tell you to rest assured that this is going to be very easy and quick, and everybody comes out smiling, because you just drive in, and if you can't handle your, you know, what's in your car, there's somebody there to help you, and you're in and out of there inside of 10 minutes. So it's a good experience for all.
All right, that's Jeff Simon from New Haven Solid Waste and Recycling Authority. And Brian, thank you for joining us, local marketing specialist for IKEA.
Sure thing. Thank you. And if you guys, you know, if you're down in the parking lot, come by for some meatballs too.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
I was hoping you'd offer.
All right, Brian Slitch and Jeff Simon, thank you so much. We'll see you on Saturday, Hometown Recycling Day, 10 to 1 p.m., 3 Brewery Street, off of Long Wharf in the IKEA parking lot. I'm Daryl Huckabee with DD in the Morning. Always keeping you connected to what's happening in our community, 94.3 WIBC, the rhythm of the city.